From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. BPPT must prudently keep abreast of technological advancements. Indonesia gets over 1 million AstraZeneca shots under COVAX scheme. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo urged the Agency for the Assessment and Application of Technology, or BPPT, to become technologically advanced to drive the country's economic recovery. The BPPT must become an institution for acquiring advanced technology from anywhere. It was said by the head of state at the State Palace on Monday while delivering his opening remarks at the agency's 2021 national meeting on strengthening the technology innovation ecosystem. Quoted by Antara News Agency, President Jokowi emphasized technology is currently advancing at a very fast pace, and the technology we need for national economic recovery may not have been produced domestically. Therefore, a strategy to acquire technology from abroad is the key to accelerating the economic recovery. Indonesia has received more than 1 million ready-to-use vaccine doses developed by AstraZeneca under the COVAX multilateral scheme. On Monday, Indonesia received the first shipment of AstraZeneca vaccines comprising more than 1 million shots, with a total weight of 4.1 tons, divided into about 11,000 cartons. It was said by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, during a press conference at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport on Monday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. The minister said the shipment was the first installment of the first batch of vaccines allocated to Indonesia under the multilateral scheme. She also noted Indonesia will be receiving a total of about 11 million shots as part of the first batch. She elaborated the first batch shipments will continue to be carried out until May 2021, and the plan is to have more batches following the first one. She also lauded the cooperation among the ministries and institutions in the country, as well as international partnerships with a number of parties, including donor countries, Vaccine Alliance Gavi, the World Health Organization, the UNICEF, and the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations. Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates, or UAE, are committed to an economic transformation for the future, wherein knowledge, innovation, and technology will drive their economies. It was said by Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan. As quoted by Antara News Agency, he made the remarks in the context of the Indonesia Emirates Amazing Week 2021, which was held last week, in conjunction with the visit of the UAE Minister of Energy and Infrastructure, Suhail Al-Mazrui, to Indonesia. The Indonesian minister said on his personal Instagram account at luhut.panjaitan on Monday, stated that through the Indonesia Emirates Amazing Week 2021, he increasingly feels the same spirit and vision that the two countries are preparing something big for the future of their future generations. He said he remembered telling President Joko Widodo that the UAE should become a pilot model for Indonesia. According to him, seeing the progress of the country, he also coveted the same thing for Indonesia. The Indonesia Composite Stock Exchange, or IHSG, of the Indonesia Stock Exchange, or BEI, started the week in the positive zone, tracking the rise in the U.S. stock exchange on the ratification of a stimulus package. As reported by Antara News Agency, the IHSG opened 45.25 points higher, or 0.72%, at about 6,000. Meanwhile, the 45 leading stock group, or the LQ45 index, climbed 11.08 points, or 1.18%, to about 900. Samuel Securities Research in Jakarta on Monday stated, IHSG is predicted increasing due to strong global sentiment following the ratification of the U.S. fiscal stimulus. By the end of last week, U.S. stocks gained significantly, welcoming the ratification of the $1.9 trillion U.S. dollar stimulus package by the Senate. The ratification will be processed by the U.S. Congress and signed by President Joe Biden before March 14, 2021, while updating former aid programs. Now we move to the international news. Saudi state news agency SPA on Monday said Saudi Arabia's King Salman approved a range of initiatives aimed at assisting firms and individuals operating in support of Islamic pilgrimage. As reported by Reuters.com, SPA said the initiatives are aimed at mitigating the financial and economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic across the sector that provide support for the Hajj and Umrah pilgrimages. They include exempting accommodation facilities from the annual fees for municipal commercial activities licenses in the cities of Mecca and Medina, where the Islamic pilgrimages take place. Facilities working in the sector will also be exempted from working expatriates' fees for 6 months and can renew the Ministry of Tourism licenses for accommodation facilities free of charge in the two cities for a year, which can be extended. SPA said for expatriates working in activities related to Hajj and Umrah, the collection of residency renewal fees will be postponed for 6 months, provided that the amounts are paid in installments over a year. Italy's coronavirus death toll passed the 100,000 mark on Monday, and Prime Minister Mario Draghi warned that the situation was worsening again with a jump in hospitalizations. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Italy is the seventh country in the world to reach the bleak milestone, following the United States, Brazil, Mexico, India, Russia, and Britain. The health ministry said 318 new deaths from the disease had been recorded in the past 24 hours, bringing the total tally since the epidemic hit the country 13 months ago to about 100,000. It took 9 months for Italy to register its first 50,000 deaths and just 3.5 months to double it. Infections rose 23% last week by comparison with the week before, and health officials have warned that the country faces a fresh surge of cases as a more contagious variant of the disease, first detected in Britain, gains ground. Now we end the news with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who has made blunt new push for a UN-led peace effort in Afghanistan. In a letter to the Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, Mr. Blinken called for a 90-day reduction in violence and a transitional government formed from both sides. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, Mr. Blinken also said no decision had been made about whether to stick to a planned U.S. troop withdrawal by May 1st. He called on President Ghani to show urgent leadership. Mr. Blinken's letter, a copy of which was obtained by the BBC on Sunday, reflected the difficult position the U.S. finds itself in as it refused whether to withdraw its last 2,500 troops. A deal struck with the Taliban during the Trump administration in February 2020 committed the U.S. to withdrawing by May 1st. But Afghan officials fear the move would create enormous security challenges. Mr. Blinken warned in his letter that the Taliban could make rapid territorial gains across the country in a spring offensive. Well, listener, that was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
The application of micro community activity restrictions or PPKM is extended to 7 provinces with the addition of 3 provinces outside Java and Bali over the next 2 weeks. The 3 provinces are East Kalimantan, South Sulawesi and North Sumatra. This was announced by Chairman of the Committee for Handling COVID-19 and National Economic Recovery KPC PEN, Airlangga Hartarto, during an online press conference regarding the extension of micro PPKM in Jakarta on Monday. The parameters for the extension and expansion of the micro PPKM in the 3 provinces are still the same as before. They are the active case rates above the national average, the cure rates below the national average, the death rates above the national average, and the hospital occupation rates for ICU and isolation rooms above 70%. Micro PPKM is aimed at controlling the spread of COVID-19 at the smallest level, namely RT/RW or village and sub-district. This policy was originally implemented in 7 provinces in Java and Bali. According to Airlangga Hartarto, the micro PPKM policy is continued because it has been proven successful in reducing the number of cases by 5.95% compared to the previous 2 weeks. The addition of 3 provinces outside Java and Bali for the implementation of this micro PPKM adds to concern that the spread of COVID-19 in Indonesia is still massive. It is hoped that in the future, there will be no additional provinces that impose the micro PPKM. This means that there are no provinces with a number of positive cases and deaths above the national average. In fact, it is hoped that the number of positive cases will continue to fall throughout Indonesia. Indonesia is grateful to be one of the few countries which has succeeded in providing vaccines for its citizens. Currently, there are still many countries that have difficulty obtaining vaccines. However, Vaccines do not necessarily eliminate pandemic. Health protocol remains a major factor in the success of efforts to fight COVID-19. Regarding micro-PBKM, the role of RT-RW or village and sub-district apparatus is very important in implementing the set health protocols. The extension of the micro-PBKM period until March 22, 2021 is a good momentum to strengthen the posts or guard posts at the village and sub-district levels. These posts carried out for function, prevention, handling, guidance, and operational support for handling COVID-19. This micro-control has a major effect on national control. Hopefully, Indonesia will soon be free from the COVID-19 pandemic. Today in history, we'll start with an inauguration of Jagorawi Toll Road, the first toll road in Indonesia. Jagorawi Toll Road or Highway is the first toll road in Indonesia which began construction in 1973, connecting Jakarta-Bogor Ciawi or Jagorawi. This 50-kilometer toll road was inaugurated by President Suharto on March 9, 1978. When it was inaugurated, the toll road had only reached the Jakarta-Citarap section. Let's move on to March 9, 2011, when the final landing of Discovery occurred. Space Shuttle Discovery successfully returned to Earth on Wednesday night, March 9, 2011, at 2300 hours Western Indonesia time. The aircraft successfully landed at the Kennedy Space Center, Florida, along with six astronauts led by Steve Lindsay and two spacewalkers who were involved in Discovery's last missions, Steve Bowen and Al Drew. Discovery has successfully completed its final mission and managed to break the record with 39 space flights missions, 148 million miles traveled, 5,830 orbiting the Earth, and 365 days or exactly a year spent in space. I'll end today in history with 2013, when the first Indonesian National Music Day celebrated. National Music Day is celebrated every March 9th in Indonesia. The aim is to increase public appreciation of national music, increase self-confidence and motivation for Indonesian music activists, and increase achievement at the national, regional, and international levels. For that reason, every commemoration of National Music Day, there is often an award presentation for Indonesian musicians, both those who are still alive and those who have died. March 9 was chosen as National Music Day because it coincided with the birth of date of the national anthem Indonesia Raya writer and composer W.R. Supratman. National Music Day was officially observed in 2013 by the 6th President of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, through Presidential Decree No. 10 of 2013. Was today in history.
Saat ku sendiri, ku lihat foto dan video bersamamu yang telah lama simpan. Hancur hati ini melihat semua gambar diri yang tak bisa ku ulang kembali. Ku ingin saat ini engkau ada di sini, tertawa bersama bersamaku seperti dulu lagi. Walau hanya sebentar, Tuhan tolong kabulkanlah. Bukannya diri ini tak terima kenyataan, hati ini hanya rindu. Segala cara telah ku coba agar aku bisa tanpa dirimu. Bersamamu, ku ingin saat ini engkau ada di sini, tertawa bersamaku seperti dulu lagi. Walau hanya sebentar, Tuhan tolong kabulkanlah.
Harus siap, belajar Mama. Dan selalu mengucap syukur apa yang Tuhan kasih di kakak.
Yeah. Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Protection for Indonesian citizens or WNI abroad is one of the priorities of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. This protection applies to every Indonesian citizens, including Indonesian citizens who work as crew of fishing boats. This was emphasized by Indonesia in an online seminar with the theme Opportunities and Challenges of C188 Work in Fishing Convention Ratification, which was held virtually last Thursday. The online seminar, attended by around 140 participants, featured speakers and observers of the International Labour Organization ILO, relevant ministries and institutions in Indonesia, representatives of national and international employers group and workers groups working in the fisheries sectors, as well as from South Africa, which has ratified the ILO Convention C188 to share experiences on the application of the ratification of the convention. As quoted on the kemlu.go.id page, the seminar agreed on the importance of Indonesia's commitment to ratify C188 in a bid to improve the protection of Indonesian fishing boat crews at home and abroad. Indonesia also needs to build national capacity readiness through the preparation of the national roadmap towards the ratification of the International Labour Organization ILO Convention C188, which involves all stakeholders and strengthen international cooperation. In addition, Indonesia has a major interest in the issue of protecting fishing boat crews. Based on data from the Food and Agriculture Organization, Indonesia is one of the largest sending countries of fishery crews working on foreign fishing vessels. To date, ILO Convention C-188 is the only international convention that specifically regulates the protection and standards of decent working condition for workers on fishing vessels. The ratification of C-188 is important to encourage international cooperation, especially through the ILO. Director General of Protocol and Consular Affairs at the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Andi Rahmianto, in the event said that during 2020, the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Indonesian representative had facilitated the repatriation of more than 27,000 Indonesian crew members from around the world. According to Andi, this is the outcome of intensive cooperation and communication with various parties at home and abroad. Meanwhile, Director General of Multilateral Cooperation at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ambassador Febrian Rudiat, emphasized that the protection of Indonesian migrant workers is in line with Indonesia's diplomacy strategy in a multilateral order. Indonesia continues to encourage the ratification and implementation of international legal instruments related to international labor mobility and rights of migrant workers. To achieve these goals, Indonesia's multilateral diplomacy is active both in the ILO forum and within the framework of the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque peidai kouzhao yi fangchi xinxing guangzhuang bingdu feiyan de chuanbo. Wo de kouzhao baohu ni. 你的口罩保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco de getting overbragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Aku jatuh cinta untuk kesekian kali. Baru kali ini ku rasakan
cinta sesungguhnya tak seperti dulu. Ada pengorbanan.
Cinta bukan sekedar kata, kata indah. Cinta bukan sekedar melayang, melayang para dua. Samudera cinta dari palu. Tak terukur dalamnya hingga
saat perpisahan tiba, mengundang air mata. Atau hanya secuil penyesalan. Cinta bukan sekedar kata. Sekadar buaya melayang beraduan.
Cinta adalah ruang dan waktu
datang dan menghilang. Semua karunia sang pencipta.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Hello listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, this is Rahma. I'm going to take you to W.R. Supratman Museum. Through Presidential Decree No. 10 of 2013, every March 9, Indonesians celebrate National Music Day. National Music Day falls on March 9 because it is considered as the birthday of Wage Rudolf Supratman, a hero and composer of the national anthem Indonesia Raya. Therefore, in the commemoration of National Music Day, we invite you to travel to the W.R. Supratman Museum. W.R. Supratman Museum is located on Jalan Mangga 21, Tambak Sari, Surabaya, East Java. This museum was inaugurated by the mayor of Surabaya, Tri Risma Hari Ini, on November 10, 2018. Risma stated that the purpose of building the museum is a symbol of appreciation for the heroes who have colored the history of the nation's struggle in Surabaya. In addition, it also serves as a reminder and learning for the nation's generation to know and appreciate the services of heroes. W.R. Supratman Museum used to be the residence of W.R. Supratman while in Surabaya. This house actually belongs to the older sister of W.R. Supratman, namely Rukiem Supratijah. In 1936, W.R. Supratman occupied the house to hide from the pursuit of Dutch troops as a result of creating the song Indonesia Raya. This museum still looks the same as W.R. Supratman's house in the past, with a distinctive past accent. When visiting this museum, right in front of the museum, you will see the statue of W.R. Supratman playing the violin next to the red and white flag. Usually, tourists will take pictures in front of the W.R. Supratman statue. There are many interesting photo spots in this museum with vintage or old nuances. For example, you can take pictures in front of various glass boxes of the museum's collections. There is also a collection of the W.R. Supratman violin replicas in this museum. You can also see a room that describes several awards from the country for W.R. Supratman. From old stamps, rupiah banknote with the image of W.R. Supratman, to street names in some regencies and cities in East Java. W.R. Supratman Museum is open every Tuesday to Sunday from 9 to 5 Western Indonesia time. Visitors are free of charge for entrance tickets. The museum is also equipped with air conditioning and free Wi-Fi. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, our voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Yang menjagamu, mencintamu, sudikah
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Agency for Language and Book Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is memberi saran, or in English, giving suggestions or advice. Musik. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on memberi saran, which means giving suggestions or advice. This conversation takes place between Kevin and his new neighbor Boris. They are the same age. Kevin advises Boris to report himself as a new resident to the head of neighborhood.
Boris, sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada ketua RT.
Lapor?
Iya, lapor sebagai warga baru di sini.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's topic, memberi saran. Memberi saran, which means giving suggestions. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Sebaiknya. Sebaiknya, which means preferably or should. Lapor. Lapor, which means report. Kepada. Kepada, which means to. Ketua rukun tetangga. Ketua Rukun Tetangga, which means Chairman of the Neighborhood Association. Sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada Ketua RT. Sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada Ketua RT, which means you should report to the neighborhood head. Sekarang. Sekarang. Which means now. Sebaiknya kamu ke rumah Ketua RT sekarang. Sebaiknya kamu ke rumah Ketua RT sekarang. Which means you better go to the neighborhood head's house now. Baik. Baik. Which means okay or alright. Sebaiknya kamu bergaul dengan warga di sini. Sebaiknya kamu bergaul dengan warga di sini. Which means you should hang out with the people here. Terima kasih atas saranmu. Terima kasih atas saranmu, which means thanks for your advice. In the conversation, you heard the suggestion sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada Ketua RT. Sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada Ketua RT, which means you should report to the neighborhood head. In Indonesian, the word sebaiknya, which means should or had better or preferably, placed at the beginning of the sentence, is used when giving suggestions. Example. Sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada Ketua RT. Sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada Ketua RT, which means you should report to the neighborhood head. To make it more clear, let's listen to another example of an expression in giving suggestions with the word sebaiknya. Sebaiknya, which means should or had better or preferably. Example. Sebaiknya kamu ke rumah Ketua RT sekarang. Sebaiknya kamu ke rumah Ketua RT sekarang, which means you should go to the head of neighborhood's house now. Baik. Baik, which means okay or alright. Another example. Sebaiknya kamu bergaul dengan warga di sini. Sebaiknya kamu bergaul dengan warga di sini, which means you should hang out with the people here. Terima kasih atas saranmu. Terima kasih atas saranmu, which means thank you for your suggestions or advice. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia on Let's Speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to this sample of the conversation one more time.
Boris, sebaiknya kamu lapor kepada Ketua RT.
Lapor?
Ya, lapor sebagai warga baru di sini.
Listen, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
kamu tak mau melihat diri ini selamanya. Awas nanti jatuh cinta, cinta kepada diriku. Jangan-jangan ku jodohmu, kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta padaku. Cinta, cinta kepada diriku. Jangan-jangan ku jodohmu, kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, this is Rahma. I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Ujung Sirih by Asmidar Darwis. The song Ujung Sirih consists of pantun or rhyming poetry verses. The lyrics tell about some life advice, one of which is to always be honest and firm. This music song has a fast tempo. The song Ujung Sirih has been rearranged several times and covered by many singers. The song Ujung Sirih by Asmidar Darwis is taken from the album The Best Melayu Daily, Asmidar Darwis, which was produced by Tanama Record. Asmidar Darwis is a West Sumatra-born singer who is popular as a Malay singer. Well, listener, here is Ujung Sirih by Asmidar Darwis. Enjoy the song.
Tujuh setangkai, mengapa mayang jatuh mengurai? Kalau sirih tujuh setangkai, mengapa mayang jatuh mengurai? Kalau duit dekat ke pantai, kalaulah duit dekat ke pantai, mengapa nyiur asik melambai? Mengapa nyiur asik melambai? Ahai ujung sirih inilah lagunya, ahai ujung sirih inilah lagunya. Tanam sirih di ujung batas, petik setangkai letak di peti. Tanam sirih di ujung batas, petik setangkai letak di peti. Jangan dikenang yang telah lepas, yang telah lepas, cari yang lain untuk pengganti.
pergi ke sawah, pulangnya juga di waktu putar. Kalau dapat gading bertua, kalaulah dapat gading bertua, tanduklah jangan dibuang-buang, tanduklah jangan dibuang-buang. Ahai ujung sirih, inilah lagunya.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.